There you are, rich boy. The final scores are up. I was about to see. I'd say you were a worthy adversary this semester, but that would clearly be false. None of you silver spoon layabouts can match someone who worked for her place at this school. Wait, what? No. This is outrageous. There's no way you scored that high. I'm not making excuses. I simply can't conceive how you possibly won. Don't talk about the bet here. Ugh, follow me. Here, talk here. I remember the wager. Because I lost, I have to serve as one of your house's maids for a week over summer break. Shut up! That is not where I belong, you classist pig. Ugh, why did I do this? I've heard all the gossip about the perverted way your family treats maids. Considering the standard way elite houses treat maids, it must be really degrading. Fuck, I was so sure that I'd win. You're smarter than you look. No way, I won't chicken out. I only got this far in life by keeping the promises I make. I just have to bear it with a stiff upper lip. Although, considering what treatment I can expect, I have a stipulation. Do not include one of those free use clauses in my contract. I agreed to serve you, not fuck you. What do you mean by not without consent? The idea that I'd sleep with you on my own volition is ridiculous. Huh? I have to extend the contract by 1 week if we have sex. Ugh, whatever. Although, you might as well include a provision in case I transform into a unicorn while you're at it. We have a deal. I'll be at your home in 1 week's time. Ugh, you're never going to let me live this down. I thought your estate would be more impressive. It's actually rather shabby. Are the maids too busy suffering your roving hands to actually maintain it? And why did that maid just say, "I love you so much, Master"? You can't be serious. That's their required greeting. Are you rich boys so starved for attention you need your maids to profess their love whenever they see you? Preposterous, truly. And this is the maids' sleeping quarters. It's rather cramped. You keep 5 women in such a tiny space. Ugh, 6 women now. Yes, yes. Ugh, look at this place. It's filthy. Why is there a screen in the back playing hardcore porn? And that stink. Ugh, it smells like the scent a woman leaves after touching herself. My uniform's on the bed. Close the door. You are not watching me change. Why does the maid outfit include a dog collar? What possible purpose could it serve? This uniform is a mockery of the very notion of clothing. The skirt barely covers anything, and my entire chest is spilling out of the top. It would be more dignified to clean naked. Ugh, and why are the, under things damp? No. That's... Why soak your maid's panties in an aphrodisiac fluid every morning? That's... Oh, docile and obedient, huh? You just mean so they won't protest your advances? Oh my god, the rumors about your house were too charitable. They're not your maids, they're your whores. Well, I, for one, refuse to be treated that way. Yes. Yes, I did. I willingly signed the contract, and in that sense, I'm no different from them. Just for a week, though. 1 week. Ugh, I can't even stand still. I'm already squirming. Whatever. It would be unfair to expect special treatment beyond what we agreed. I'll prove to you that I do not belong as a maid. I'll excel at my duties without surrendering to your vile schemes. Enjoy your victory, master, while it lasts. You rang, master? You're not going to make me watch while you use another maid for nightly relief, right? Last time was torture, standing to the side, watching you defile her. Raise my skirt. Whatever you say, master. Are my panties to your liking? Pervert. What? No, I haven't. I haven't been thinking about sex with you. Why are you torturing me this way? I mean, I wasn't that much of a bitch in class, right? Just... these stupid panties make my clit throb endlessly. Endlessly. I'm constantly soaked, but I can't do anything to soothe the ache. And you're always ogling me. This lewd outfit hides nothing. It makes me feel more like a pair of walking tits than an intellectual equal. And you don't even let me use the library. I have to do nothing after work but goon in my bunk to depraved fem sub porn with the other maids, reminded of the things that you made me watch you do to them. I'm like a trophy to you. That uppity commoner who thought I was your equal, so you made me your possession. It's all too much. You're driving me crazy with lust. You want to make my body betray me. You're a scheming, lecherous vampire, a sneering, disgusting... Master, what are you doing? You're touching... rubbing the front of my panties. If you do that, the chemicals will be pressed against... Oh, God. I shouldn't feel this way. I'm not some easy whore. Please. I don't want you to use me as your nightly relief maid. I can't. I'm supposed to be a CEO one day. I'm smarter than you. I'm supposed to buy a mansion like... I'm sorry. I'm just a maid. I'm just a possession of your household. I'm not too good to be a fuck toy. I agree to this, huh? As a little maid, I don't need to think about complex things, and I wear a silly collar, and I waste hours rubbing my greedy cunt. Oh God, did I say that? No, you're right, master. Fuck. Masturbation just isn't enough. I'm never satisfied. Not like you make the other maids feel. Oh no. I'm so jealous of your nightly relief mates. I want you to relieve yourself with me. I need you to use me. Use this maid. I have to ask for it, right? The deal says that. Master, may this maid please have your cock. I consent. Please. Thank you. I love you so much, master. Where do you want me? The bed? Bent over the table. That's so degrading. I'm ready. Master! You're manhandling me like a toy. I hadn't realized that you were so strong.
I'm pushed free of your grasp. Can't even keep my legs closed to stop you from pulling down my panties. You can do anything to me. I'm too weak to stop you. And as your maid, I'm your property. Please, master, use me. I love you so much, master. Please. Oh my gosh. This is what my master's cock feels like. The others were right. So right. They said it was amazing that I'd get addicted to. That when they go into porn, they think about master. Just like I do. Oh no. Oh no. They were right. I'm a whore like them. I'm a whore for master's cock. Oh god, that's why I couldn't stop listening to the gossip about what you do to your maids. About what a filthy man you were. I was so curious what you would do to me. I'm a whore. I'm your whore. Contractually enslaved to your cock. Is this what you wanted to do to me, huh? You knew I was smarter than you and wanted... Master is punishing me. Punish me again, master. Discipline your uppity maid. It hurts. No one's treated me this way. Fix that. Fix that. Punish me. Punish me for not knowing my place. Yes, master. Yes, master. Yes, master. I'm a stupid whore. I'm too dumb for anything else. I belong as your maid. As your whore maid. That's my place. That's my place. I love you so much, master. So, so much, master. I apologize for being a ruined little maid. I didn't know my place. Never have. I talked down to you. Never consider myself your equal. No master's equal. Shouldn't have denied you my slutty pussy. Your maids are for your relief, your hours. Teach me. Teach me my place. Teach me to serve. Teach me to spread my legs. Teach me to worship you. And serve you and submit to you. You defeated me. You bastard me and enslaved me. So humiliating being reduced to your slutty collared maid. But it's so hot. Even if there wasn't maddening aphrodisiacs against my pussy, I'd still be wet constantly. My name is Elle, and I'm a dumb little whore who was born to be nothing but a mewling, servile maid for master. I'm coming. I can't stop. Your maid is coming on your cock, master. I'm coming. I'm gonna make a mess. I'm gonna make a mess. Your master, you're coming to you. Come in your world. I'm a hole. I'm a hole. I'm just a fucking worthless hole. Come in me. Come in me. Master. Words fail me. Did this maid please you, master? That's excellent. I am most pleased. I'm not on birth control. I have to clean up master's cock. Of course, as your maid, I can't leave your cock filthy. Have to, pull my panties up. Oh, the moment I felt them against my pussy, my temperature started rising down there again. Maids have to be docile, obedient. Cleaning your cock. I forgot. I'm really such a stupid maid. They're all clean. Master, I forgot what day today is. How long have I been serving you? 6 days? I almost made it the whole week. I guess I'm gonna be your maid next week, too. At least. What do you mean? Well, yes. You didn't specify that it couldn't be extended again. Does that mean every time you use me, I have to stay longer? Oh. Then, until I can make it an entire week without begging for master's cock, I'm going to remain bound in your service. So, I'll have lots of time to devote myself to becoming the perfect maid whore for master. I might be here all summer. Or maybe even longer. I love you so much, Master.